Pizza Pinchers. Pizza Express bosses are thieving 8% of tips paid by card. Workers at the Italian restaurant chain have held a series of protests in conjunction with General Union Unite. The Socialist Party calls for an end to the larcenous administration fee. Staff must receive their tips in full, and be allowed full trade union rights. Radio silence. As we go to press, radio workers at BBC Asian Network are due to strike over redundancies and job moves. Bosses have cut an editor from the Birmingham-based national station, and moved the award-winning Bobby Friction show to London. Members of the National Union of Journalists will walk out for 24 hours on the 19th of August. EDF Energy. Energy workers at EDF have suspended a 24-hour strike after management offered talks. Meter checkers, maintenance workers and office staff face job losses, and pay cuts of up to £6,000 a year. They are also fighting forced longer hours to install the new smart meters which send energy usage directly to EDF. Unite members voted by 85% for walkouts. White goods walkout. Delivery and warehouse workers for Indesit have 4 days of stoppages, plus work to rule, stored up for stingy bosses. Deliveries of fridges, washing machines and more will be disrupted as Unite members fight years of below inflation pay deals. Workers will strike for 24 hours on the 21st of August and the 1st of September, and 48 hours from the 27th of August. Reinstate Alan Brown. Trade unionists expressed solidarity with Alan Brown, victimized union rep at Tory-run Bromley Council, South London. Alan, a member of General Union Unite, had his disciplinary hearing postponed. He faces trumped-up charges from a council which has cancelled almost all union organising time. Bromley also wants to privatise over 9/10 of its workforce,